And we're holding on to Volvamid Bay's beginning the second parak. So now, having throughout the first parak, we talked about the din of Parahelam Dovashal Tzibur, the case where the Sanhedrin made a mistake and most of the people in Halacha and most of the people followed them. So now in this parak, we're going to focus mostly on the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, where the Torah tells us something similar with him, that if he makes a mistake in certain areas of Halacha, then if he makes a mistake in certain areas of Halacha, then the dinim with him are similar to those of the Sanhedrin, and he brings a par as a curb, as a chatas, and the blood is brought inside the heichal and sprinkled there, etc. So the pasuk talks about these things back to back. It talks about the Kohen Mashiach, and then it talks about the Sanhedrin, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishvu. So, and we learn, as we're going to see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, there's a number of features they have in common, which is why we're discussing them next. The reason why we had the case of the Sanhedrin first, we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta, a few reasons why, one of them being that since the placement of our Masechta is in Nizikin, because Nizikin talks about Basin and their procedures, and so therefore it talks about if they make a mistake, then that was placed first, and then the Kohen Mashiach, even though the Kohen Mashiach is first in the Basin. So the Mishnah says, "Hoda Kohen Mashiach la'atzmo shogig." If the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, Kohen Gadol, that is, if he paskin for himself b'shogeg, and he himself, as we're going to learn, is a distinguished Talmid Chacham who's capable of paskining halacha. So he mistakenly was matir something, which again, like in the first parak, something which would be chayiv kares if it was b'mezid. V'osa shogeg, and then he ended up doing the avera also b'shogeg. So say, for example, again, he's the same way as we had in the previous parak, that the national Sanhedrin decided, let's say, that a certain kind of chaylev is mutter, or a certain kind of avodah zara is mutter, etc. The same thing with the Kohen Mashiach, same idea. So he mistakenly analyzed the thing and came up with that a certain kind of thing is mutter, and he did it. So then maybe par, that would be when he brings a par as his korban, that would be the par Kohen Mashiach, which has basically the same dinim as the par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur in terms of where the blood is sprinkled and what's done with the body of the korban. Since it's a chatas where the blood is taken inside, the heichal and sprinkled over there, so then the pasuk tells us in Parashat Tzav, any chatas where the blood is taken in the heichal is not eaten, it's taken outside the machna and burnt, and that's how it is over here, the body of the korban after the fat is taken out and burnt on the mizbeach, the rest of the body of the korban is taken outside Yerushalayim and burnt. This is included in, when we say davening, parim and nisrofim, usirim and nisrofim, it includes this. Continues the Mishnah. Shogig v'osam mezid. Suppose that he gave the heter for himself for shogig, but then he ended up doing it b'mezid, namely that he forgot what grounds he had said for the heter for it, and he ended up doing it b'mezid. Mazid v'osa shogig, or the other way around, where he paskin, to begin with, mazid, he was paskining for himself based on something which he knew is a wrong svara, let's say, but then by the time he came to eat it, he forgot that that's the case, and he ended up doing it b'shogig based on his original heter. So then he's potter from the korban. Should din hayros kohen mashiach laatzmai kohayros based in Latzibur, because the same dinim that apply to the kohen mashiach paskening for himself follows the same pattern as when Bastin does for the tzibur. So when Bastin does for the tzibur, again, it has to be, as we said, as we learned throughout the previous parak, Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa, Bastin forgotten and made a mistake. They were b'shogeg, and the people followed them also b'shogeg, not knowing better. So the same way over here, it has to be the same kind of thing. If Bastin had done it b'mezid, if they knew that what they're saying is wrong and they decided to do it anyway, then that's not considered a hurrah. So then you only have a shogig on the maisa, and as we learned previously, that means everybody is bringing their own individual korban. So the same way over here, it can't be that his psak was b'mezid, it has to be that it was shogig. Rashi also points out that the Gemara is going to go on to point out actually that the Kohen Mashiach, now normally you have, so like this, you have a regular Yid, for example, eats Chelev or worships Avodah Zarah or breaks Shabbos or whatever, not knowing that what he did was Osir, then he brings a regular Chatas. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, either he's bringing his par when you have the criteria that we're saying over here, or he doesn't bring anything at all. If it's a case where he doesn't bring his par, then he doesn't bring any, then we don't say he brings a regular person's korban chatas, and he just doesn't bring anything at all. Tosfos actually wonders why, if we're talking about the Kohen Gadol deciding for himself, he doesn't necessarily mabel with the Beis Din. They have to actually say to people, you are mutter to do this, because otherwise you don't have a hora. But the Kohen Gadol, being that he's doing it just for himself, why does he even need to say anything? So how is it possible? How is it possible? Hora b'mezid then? How is it possible? Mezid v'osa shogeg. So that given that when he's passing in the first place for himself, he doesn't need to actually verbalize it. So one thing is the Tosfos Rosh bring over here brings from the Rama that what would it mean mazed in the first place? It would mean that he used a reason which he knew is an invalid reason, and then when he actually comes to do it, he forgot that that was an invalid reason. So that would be the case that we're talking about over here. It's not like he. And then Sir Hoda Gover explains, based on that, that answers Tosfos' question, that therefore we're talking about he didn't actually say anything, but when he originally decided for himself, he knew that it was based on a wrong premise, but then later on, by the time he actually came to eat the chalev or whatever, he forgot that that was the case, and he ate it, and it was a shogeg. But anyway, we're saying then he's potter from a korban. A regular person would be high of a korban in that case, but the Kohen Mashiach is special. Either he's bringing his power, or there's no korban at all. So the Gemara asks, Shogig v'osa Shogig may be par pita. When the Mishnah begins by saying that if he passed in b'shogig and acted b'shogig, that he brings a par, of course, what other case would it be? Now, of course, the Gemara could have easily answered this, just doing it by way of introduction to the other ones, but the Gemara is going to actually find a chidush in it. And you know what you're talking about over here. Suppose that he paskin for himself on a certain din. He forgot the actual reason that he had used at the time. Taka, why did I say that this chaylev was mutter, etc. Now when he's coming to actually do it, when he's coming to actually eat the chaylev, he says to himself, Hareini oisa al das hora osay. I'm going to act based on my original hora. I don't remember what my reason was for saying that it's mutter, but I'm sure it was a good reason, and therefore I'm going to go ahead and eat this chaylev. The mao detema. Now you would think maybe he shouldn't be considered shogeg in that case. Kiven de ilma siadale, if he knew what the reason was, shema hodebe, he might have changed his mind, because he might have rethought it and said, you know what, I just realized that svara that I had was not a good one. Kamezid dummy, therefore maybe we should consider him like a mazid now. How could he be acting based on something that he doesn't even remember the reason? What if it was an invalid reason and now he's doing an avera? So therefore some veloy l'chayev, so maybe he shouldn't be chayev. Kamash malan, therefore the Mishnah is telling us that no, since the actual psak was b'shogeg, because he genuinely thought that this was a valid logic in halacha to be matter this thing, and since now he's not saying that I know that that was wrong then, he's saying I actually don't remember what the reasoning was, but I'm sure it was a good reasoning, so therefore that's enough to be considered him a shogeg at the beginning and at the end, and therefore yes, he can be chayav a korban for that, namely the par halam davar shel tzibur. It's fine. Next, the Mishnah had said mazid v'osa shogeg chula. On the other hand, if when he decided the halacha for himself, he was mazid, again, like the Tosfos Rosh had said, means that he knew that the reasoning that he's using to be matir is flawed, but he decided I'm going to go ahead and decide for myself that it's allowed anyway. And then we said even if he ended up doing it b'shogeg, when he did it, he forgot that it was a weak reason, and he went and did it anyway. And then we said he's potter. Because we said the criteria for the par helam dov, for the criteria for the par kohen gadol are exactly the same as for the par tzibur. So the Gemara says Minahani, nearly where do we know that from? That the same criteria apply. So the Tanan Rabbanon, we learn in Braisa. The pasuk says, if the Kohen Mashiach, the expression in the pasuk, ima Kohen Mashiach yachta la'ashma sa'am. If the Kohen Mashiach sins to the guilt of the people. So the simple meaning, Rashi says, it means, in other words, when the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be mechaper for the entire Jewish people, so if he doesn't, if he himself does an Aveda, then it's bad for the entire people. But now we're going to darshan as follows. La'ashma sa'am, through the guilt of the people, means that we're making a hekesh. Hare Mashiach k'tzibur. We have a hekesh then between the Kohen Mashiach and the tzibur. So the same criteria apply. Now, why do we need that? She yochol, because you would have thought to learn differently. So the Braisa says she yochol v'haloi dinhu. Why do you even need that? Wouldn't you be able to learn from a kavachomer? Wouldn't you be able to learn from a kavachomer that the Mashiach should be that the Kohen Mashiach should be like the tzibur? So why do we need the words la'ashma sa'am? We could have easily learned it from a kavachomer. The word sheyachol over here, by the way, is usually the way of introducing when we're going to say that you would have thought the other way around, and you would have thought the other way around. For example, based on a kavachomer, and therefore we need the pasuk to tell us otherwise. Here it's not so. Here the assumption in the braisa is going to be on the contrary. We could have learned that din without the pasuk. So therefore, the word sheyachol doesn't really belong over here, which is why it's in parenthesis. The Tosfos Arosh takes it out. The Be'er Sheva takes it out. So yeah. So actually, the Rosh says that maybe there is a way to put in to keep in the word sheyachol. You would have thought that maybe it shouldn't be, and then before the Gemara even had a chance to finish, then the Gemara interjects and says that on the contrary, wait a minute, what do you mean? You would have thought otherwise. On the contrary, you should say from a kavachomer that you could. Anyway, so let's make a kavachomer as follows. Tzibur Musa Miklal Yochid, the Tzibur is accepted from the category of the Yochid, namely that a Yochid, if an individual does one of these Averas that would be Chayav Kores V'mezid, then he brings a goat, he brings a female goat or a female sheep as a Chatas, whereas the Tzibur instead brings a whole different kind of korban, a bull. And then the Kohen Mashiach is also exempted from the rule of the Yochid. He's also, so in other words, you have two cases where the Torah is saying that the default, the baseline is that an individual person brings a female sheep or female goat. Then the Torah says two exceptions to it, one for the Tzibur and one for the Kohen Mashiach. So you could learn one from the other, even without the words la'ashma sa'am. You would learn by ma'matzinu. Ma'tzibur en chayoven el al helam dobrim shigas ma'isa. Just like the tzibur is chayev only if the Sanhedrin made a mistake in halacha and the people then followed them b'shoigig, as we worked out in the previous perek. Af Mashiach lo yehe chayev el al helam dobrim shigas ma'isa. Maybe the Kohen Mashiach should be the same way. So why would we need the words la'ashma sa'am to make the hekesh? We should say just by a ma'matzinu, by comparing one thing to another, that we would say the same rule applies to both. But on the other hand, oy kloch l'derech zu. On the other hand, continues the Braisa, maybe you do need it, because otherwise you could think to compare the Kohen Mashiach to another case, to another carve out to the rules. There's a third case where a person does not bring the regular chatas of anybody else, namely the king. We're going to focus more on him in the third perek of our Masechta, but the Torah tells us after it talks about the Kohen Gadol and the Tzibur, the next thing it describes is where the Nasi, the king, does an Aveira. There you don't need Helam Dover and Shigas Maise. There the king is like anybody else. All it requires is that he ate the Schelev, not knowing that it's also broke Shabbos, not knowing that this malacha is also, etc. And the Torah tells us if he does that Aveda, then instead of bringing a female sheep or goat, instead he brings a male goat. So, continues the Braisa, you could argue as follows. Nosi Mutzim Miklal Yochid, Moshiach Mutzim Miklal Yochid. Two exceptions to the rule of the Yochid are the Nasi, the king, and the Kohen Mashiach. Ma Nasi nevi v'shigas ma'isa b'lo helam dover. Now the king brings the korban. Even all there needs to be is a shogeg on the ma'isa. There does not have to be a psak din in halacha. Unlike the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol has to be that there was a psak din. The king, it doesn't have to be. The king can be a total amoritz. And he ate a certain kind of thing, and later on he realizes that it was chelev, and then he's still bringing his special korban, the male goat. So therefore, so my nasi maybe v'shigas ma'ase v'lahelam dover. So the nasi is bringing only there's a shigig on the ma'ase. There's no helam dover. There doesn't need to be a lack. There doesn't need to be that he forgot a detail of halacha. Af Mashiach maybe v'shigas ma'ase v'lahelam dover. You could argue then that maybe the Kohen Mashiach is the same way. So therefore, so you have two possible ways, two possible things you could compare the Kohen Mashiach to. You could compare him to the tzibur, which would require that there was an actual mistake in halacha, or you could compare him to the king, where there doesn't need to be. Well, says the Braisa, Nirul Midoima. Let's see which one they're more similar to. Tzibur Bapar, the tzibur, when they have this thing where the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and the people follow them, they have to bring a par, the Ein Mavin Oshem Toluri. And you have a further din in that connection that the tzibur does not bring an Oshem Toluri. You have the case where, you have the case. A person, for example, had various pieces of fat in front of him, one of which was chalev, and the other ones were not. And he ate one of them, and he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know what happened to the others. So now he's not sure the other one got lost or whatever, or somebody else ate him or whatever. So now he doesn't know whether the one he ate was chalev. And similarly with all the other cases where a person brings a chatas, then the Torah tells us he has to bring an Oshem Toluri. The Gemara is going to work out further that the tzibur doesn't do that. If the entire tzibur has a suffix, whether they did a certain avera or not, they're not bringing a national Oshem Toluri. They may be bringing their own individual korbanos, but there's no Oshem Toluri for the tzibur. That's strictly an individual thing. Rashi brings further on, the Gemara is going to explain the limud about it, that how we know that an Oshem Toluri is only for the individual. Anyway, so the tzibur never brings an Oshem Toluri, and their korban is a par. If there were, when in the case when a chatas is needed for the tzibur, then it's a par. So Mashiach b'par v'ein maybe Oshem Toluri. The same rule applies to the Kohen Gadol. He brings a par as well, as the pasuk spells out, and he doesn't bring an Oshem Toluri either. Now, at this point, we're assuming that we know that. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, aren't you kind of jumping the gun over here? How do you know that he doesn't bring an Oshem Toluri? But right now, that's what we're saying. In other words, it's kind of a circular argument. We're trying to prove over here that the Kohen Mashiach has dinim like the tzibur, and you're already assuming that he has dinim like the tzibur. Mele the power, it says in the pasuk, the Oshem Toluri part, it does not. So we'll get back to that. Anyway, the point is that the Kohen Mashiach, therefore, is very similar to the tzibur. So therefore, we're going to learn more one from the other. Matzibur ein chayev el al helam dover mshigas ma'isa. Therefore, just like with the tzibur, it has to be that there was a helam dover of a mistaken halacha and shigas ma'isa and of a mistaken action. Af Mashiach lo yei chayev el al helam dover mshigas ma'isa. So it is with the Kohen Mashiach. So far, in other words, then why do we need the word la'ashma sa'am in the pasuk to make that connection clear when we could learn it by this mamatzinu and say that since the Kohen Mashiach is more similar to the zibur? Well, continues the Braisa, that's not enough. Oy kloch l'derech zu. Still, maybe you could still argue the other way around. Nasi mevi se'ira, ba'avodas kechavin. Because there is the one case, even though we just said that a king always brings a male goat, there is one exception to that. If his avera involved avodah zarah. So if his avera was chelev or Shabbos or arayas or what have you, then we're saying he's different than the regular person and brings a male goat where everybody else would bring a female one. But when it comes to avodah zarah, then it's different. Nasi maybe seira b'avodas kechavim. A nasi does bring a female goat when the mistake that he did, it wasn't a mistake in halacha, because again, by the king, you don't need a mistaken fact, but when he mistakenly worshipped some kind of avodah zarah, thinking, not realizing that it's osur, not knowing that this particular thing is osur, then he brings a female goat, umevi osham vadai, and then furthermore, a king, if he's over on one of the things that requires an osham, such as gzelus, ne'ilus, etc., then he brings an osham vadai for it. Mashiach maybe seira b'avodas kechavim or maybe osham vadai. The same things apply to the Kohen Mashiach, as opposed to neither of those applies to the tzibur. The tzibur never brings a female animal as a korban, we mentioned the other day in the Gemara, and the tzibur never brings an osham, because an osham is an individual korban, nefesh achas is the expression in the pasuk. So Rashi goes on to point out that the tzibur is chayev only for something where there would be kodesh b'mezid and a chatas b'shogeg. What that means is when we talk about what area of halacha was based in Pesachin, it has to be something that would involve koris b'mezid and a chatas b'shogeg. That's the kind of thing where then if the people follow them, then there's a parahelam davar shel tzibur. If their psak involves something which would be kodesh b'mezid and an osham b'shogeg, namely, for example, so for example, meila or whatever, then they would be potter. So now, on the other hand, we're saying the Kohen Mashiach has a similarity with the king. He has the king. There's a case where he brings a female animal. So does the Kohen Mashiach, because the rule that he brings a par is again only for things that would involve a chatas if it was b'shogeg, not where it was an osham. And again, the first difference is that the king brings a female animal for Avodah Zarah, and so does the Kohen Mashiach. So we have similarities between the Kohen Mashiach and the king as well. So now you could argue, so Nasi maybe Seira Baberes Kachavim, maybe Oshem Vaday, the Kohen Mashiach maybe Seira Baberes Kachavim, maybe Oshem Vaday, so does the Kohen Mashiach. So that being the case, maybe we should learn the Kohen Mashiach from the king, also as far as the Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa business, that maybe like the king, there doesn't need to be Helam Dover at all, it's enough just that he did the Aver B'Shogeg. And then we would say, Man Nasi maybe B'Shigas Maisa, that the Nasi brings his korban, his male goat for averus that involve kares b'mezid, there doesn't need to be a psak halacha. There just has to be that he didn't know that this thing was also af mashiach made b'shigas ma'isa. Maybe for the kohen mashiach also, all you need is shigas ma'isa. So now comes the point. The b'raisa is saying now you understand why we need the words in the pasuk. Talmud Lomar la'ash masa'am. That is why the pasuk needs to say the words la'ash masa'am to make a hekesh between the Kohen Mashiach and the people, because otherwise we could go either way. We could compare the Kohen Mashiach to the people, but we could also equally logically compare them to the king. Therefore, we need the words la'ash masa'am to break the tie. Harehu maharehu Mashiach tzibur, which teaches us that the Mashiach is like the tzibur. So even though you could equally well logically compare it to the Nasi or compare it to the tzibur, but those words teach us to compare it to the tzibur. So therefore, Mat Sibur any maybe El Al Helam Dabrim Shigas Maisa, Af Mashiach any maybe El Al Helam Dabrim Shigas Maisa. So the same rules apply to both. So that explains why we need the words La'ash Masa'am in the pasuk. But so now, thus far the Braisa, now the Gemara analyzes, Ema, why can't we learn a different way? There's another way that we could learn the similarity. Ma tzibur horav osu achra v'horav osu chayavim. With a tzibur, it's not enough that based in Paskin wrongly. It has to be that the tzibur followed them. And only then, chayav, and only then are they chayav the par helam davar shel tzibur, as we talked about the previous parak. Af Mashiach kishahora, but also achra, but also yehi chayav. Maybe by the Kohen Mashiach, it's not enough that he passed, and it's not enough that he himself followed his wrong sack. Maybe other people would have to follow him as well, and only then is he chayav. Therefore, that is why the pasuk says the hikra of a hatase asher chata, that he should bring the korban for his sin that he sinned. From which we learn, Amasha chata hu, maybe he brings the korban only for what he personally sinned. Then maybe Amasha chata acherim, he does not bring a korban for the fact that other people sinned. So he's a distinguished talmid chacham. If other people followed him, tough luck on them. Eventually, when they realize that there's a mistake over here, they're going to have to bring their own individual chatois. You're not going to be a scapper with his, but he himself, it doesn't matter whether other people followed him or not. The important point is that he paskined for himself. There was hurrah, just like there has to be with the Beis Din, and that he followed it, just like in the case of the Beis Din, it has to be that the people followed it. So the difference is, with Sanhedrin, the scope of the thing is on the entire tzibur. It has to be that the entire tzibur, or a majority of it, mistakenly followed the Pesach Din. As opposed to when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't matter whether people followed him or not. As long as he himself followed his own psak, then that's enough to be mechayev him. So, Omar, now one thing we had in the Braise, it was the Mashiach, the power, the Ein Mevi Oshim Tolui. We said the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, brings a power for his Korban, as we're saying, as the Pasuk says, but the Ein Mevi Oshim Tolui, but we said he does not bring an Oshim Tolui, if, for example, again, he's not sure whether what he ate was Chalev, or Shuman, or something like that, then he doesn't bring an Oshim Tolui. And we said that's one of the similarities between him and the tzibur. So the question is, Manolai, and maybe Oshem Tolui. How indeed do we know that he doesn't bring an Oshem Tolui? So the dichtib, because the pasuk says, by an Oshem Tolui, the chipper olavak koyin al shiv gosa asher shogag. The pasuk says on him that the koyin should bring a kapara for him for his inadvertent thing that he did inadvertently, that he did b'shogeg. So the double expression, shiv gosa asher shogag, teaches us, When does a person bring an Oshem Tolui? Only if the chet and the shogeg would be the same thing. Meaning, in other words, that it doesn't require that there was a mistake in halacha. It just requires that the person didn't know that what he's doing is osur. Yotze Mashiach shein shigigase v'chatase shava, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, where it's not the same thing. Because again, it has to be that he paskin wrongly dichtiv la'ashma sa'am. Because again, we said that you have this comparison la'ashma sa'am, that his guilt has to be in a way similar to that of the people in order to be mechayev him. So we learn from that how do Mashiach k'tzibur. Again, as we said, therefore that teaches us that the Mashiach is like the tzibur, and therefore. So therefore, that teaches us that there won't be a case where he brings an Oshem Tolui, and therefore that's where the Braisa knew that he's not going to. What about the Gemara says? Wait a minute, La'ashma Sa'am Adkan Le'Kamalei. At the point in the Braisa where it mentions that point, it never mentioned. We didn't learn yet that we said we were still working out why it needs to say La'ashma Sa'am. Meaning, in other words, that at that point the Gemara didn't know that Jerusha yet, that because it says La'ashma Sa'am, then therefore he has to be similar to the Tzibur, and just like the Tzibur never brings an Oshem, neither does he. So it's almost like a circular argument at this point. How are we saying something which we're going to learn from those words where we haven't yet worked out why we need those words in the pasuk in the first place? So the Gemara says, you're right, Ela Oshem Kedinos. Well, you're right, the Braisa did not really need to mention the concept about the Oshem in the first place. It was mentioned unnecessarily. Because eventually we'll know that that's how it is, but we're not at that point yet. So yeah, the primary thing is that though, that when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, it requires that he himself, Paskin, and that the people, and that he himself follow his own psach, just like with Sanhedrin, there has to be a psach. And the people following it, all it is you don't need that the people who follow the Kohen Gadol are others, unlike with the Beis Din, because of the words, Al-Hatase Ashachata. And you don't compare him to the king, and ultimately, even though you might have thought to compare him to the king and say there doesn't need to be a Hodah at all, that's what the words La'ashma Sa'am are coming to teach us. So you're right. You don't actually have the fact that he doesn't bring an Oshem is perfectly true, but not relevant to the point that the Braisa is going to make, that the Braisa is trying to make, because we haven't reached that point yet. And there's the idea of Samson for all. Hirsch points out, and other Mephoshim before him point out, that the Kohen Mashiach, after all, his job is, the Kohenim in general, their job is to teach the Jewish people Torah. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol, especially, is the top of that group of Kohenim, and he goes and paskins wrongly, so it's a catastrophe, as bad as the whole Sanhedrin making a mistake. And therefore, that's why the Torah makes them similar and makes them bring this kind of carbon. Mishnah says, Hoda Bifnei Atmai. What about now the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, gave a psak din for himself? Again, he's a distinguished Talmud Chacham himself, so he gave a psak himself, but meanwhile, Beis Din was also paskining on something that also involves Kares, but not the same thing. but also bifnei atzmai, and then the kohen did his own iser. Meanwhile, the tzibur did the other one. So let's say, for example, the kohen gadol, the kohen mashiach, was matir for himself a certain type of avodah zarah. And meanwhile, the national Sanhedrin mistakenly passed him that a certain kind of chaylev is mutter. So two completely different areas of halacha. Some mafarshim say maybe it should be the other way around, because we just established that if it's avodah zarah involved, then he's bringing a female goat. Then we say he's bringing a female goat, just like the king. So it should be the other way around, really, that the beis din paskin on avodah zarah, and he paskin for himself on chaylev. Anyway, miskapo loy b'fnei atzmai, he has his kapara on his own because they're not tolerating one another. He didn't follow the majority of the people in whatever beis din paskin. So they're bringing the korban, and it covers the Jewish people collectively. Meanwhile, he himself had paskin on some other area of the Torah, and therefore he's bringing his own korban. On the other hand, what if he paskin on the same thing as the tzibur? And Rashi points out, by the way, if we're talking about that he paskin by himself and followed it and based and didn't paskin on anything at all, then of course he's bringing his own korban. There's no chiddush in it. What it means is, even though at the same time he was being matir for himself one kind of iser, and based and was being matir for the tzibur, a different kind of iser, and you would think maybe there's something in the water right now or something, whatever, maybe he's covered by the same thing as them. No, they're separate iserim, and therefore they're covered by separate korbanos. We'll see in the Gemara what about, for example, if they were both in the same area of halacha, but different kinds of chaylev, let's say. Hoda imat tzibur. On the other hand, if the kohen gadol paskin together with the tzibur, so they paskin on a certain iser, and he's also paskining on that type of iser for himself. And he then acted with the tzibur. So they were following based, and he was following his own psach. It happened to be the same kind of thing. Miskaper imat tzibur. Then he gets covered by the par helam davashol tzibur, and he doesn't bring his own korban. Why is that? Continues the Mishnah. She'ein based in Chayovin, because there's a lot of similarities, because we just said there's a lot of similarities between the Kohen Mashiach and the Beistin, and therefore, when it was the same type of Isser, then therefore the korban that covers him is going to also, the korban that covers them is also going to cover him. Since there's all those similarities, that's Rashi explains that since there's all those similarities, then therefore, we're in the case where they're going to bring a par helam davashol tzibur, and he had done the exact same avera, even though it was based on a different psak, his own, rather than based in, nevertheless, he'll be able to be in a scapper with them. On the other hand, the Tosfos Yom Tov asks on Rashi that, the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that quotes the pasuk al chatosa shachota that we quoted before. So why the Gemara is going to ask? Well, how do we know? Menahani mili? How do we know? And it's going to give this answer based on Rashi. You don't need that. You just because again you have all these similarities. So rather, the Tosfos Yom Tov explained that the Mishnah is not saying a reason. It's saying two unrelated points. Number one, if he does the same avera as the tzibur, even though it was based on a different psak, he's still covered by the same korban as they are, the parah helam davashol tzibur. Separately, then the Mishnah is saying, by the way, you should know that there's a lot of similarities between the criteria for his korban and the one for theirs. Even though the Mishnah uses the word she'en based in chayavin, the Tosfos Yom Tov says sometimes a shin is used instead of a vav. So it really means ve'en, according to him, and we're going to say there's a lot of similarities. Anyway, she'en based in chayavin, when will based in b'chayav v'chatas? As we learned previously, it has to be that their psak did not take away the entire mitzvah. That, for example, they didn't say that Chil Shabbos is completely mutter or Chelev is completely mutter. They said one particular malacha or one particular type of Chelev is mutter. The Chain HaMashiach, and the same rule applies to the Kohen Mashiach, for him to bring his own korban, his own power is also going to be only under that criterion. And the loy b'avodas kechavma, if you're levata mitzvahs, so levata mitzvahs, and the same way when it comes to avodah zara, then beis din is not going to be chayev unless they were vatal only some of it and keeping some of it. Not if they said that avodah zara is altogether mutter. So actually, it's not even the Tosfos Yom Tov. The Tosfos Rosh over here also says the same kind of thing. It's two separate things, not giving a reason. So the Gemara starts off Menahani Mili. How do we know that if the Kohen Mashiach and the Kohen and the Beis Din both paskin on the exact same thing, and the Tzibur followed Beis Din and the Kohen Gadol followed himself, that there's no two separate korbanos and said that he's covered by the korban of the Tzibur? How do we know that? So the Tana Rabban, we learn a Braisa. If the Kohen Gadol gave the same psak din for himself as the Sanhedrin gave for the Tzibur, the also imat Tzibur, and he acted at the same time as the Tzibur, yochol yavi par la'atzmo, you would think that he has to bring a par for himself. And the dinhu, and you, so first things first, again, as Braisa often will do, first we're going to try to learn it logically whether he should. And then we're going to say, when you can't work it out logically, then you're going to have a pasuk. The dinhu, so you could argue that, you could make a mamatzinu to say that he's covered by the tzibur. Like we said before, nosi mutzah miklal yachid, the nosi is an exception to the rule of the yachid. And because he brings a male animal as opposed to everybody else brings a female one. Umashiach mutzah miklal yachid, and the Kohen Mashiach is also excluded from the case of the regular yachid because he has his own special korban. So you could learn by mamatzinu, ma nasi chotir b'fnei atzmei, maybe b'fnei atzmei. If the nasi makes mistakenly does an aveda by himself, he eats something not knowing that chelav is also, etc., then he brings a korban by himself. But chota imatzibur, miskapel imatzibur. Meanwhile, if he ate the chelav because based in paskin, then it's mutter, and he went along with them, then he gets to, he's covered by the par helam davar shal tzibur together with them. So he's, in that sense, he's like any other yachid. The only difference is when he had acted without the Hodor of the Beis Din, there would be a different korban, but when he's acting based on the Hodor of Beis Din, then he's still covered by the same korban as the Tzibur. So, ach, Mashiach, the same way we should do a Mamatzinu, that the Kohen Mashiach also, Chot b'fnei atzmei, maybe b'fnei atzmei, if he did the Aveda by himself based on his own psak, then he brings his own individual korban, but, which is of a special kind, a par, but Chot b'matzibur, miskapel b'matzibur. But if he were to be following at the same time as the Tzibur, even though it's based on a different factor, namely his own psak, you could argue he'd be like the king and be miskapa with the tzibur. But the Braisa continues, loy. No, that's not necessarily a valid comparison. Ima mauta ben nosi. You know, it's one thing you could say by the nosi, shekin miskapa le matzibur b'yom kippurim. Because on Yom Kippur, when they bring the korbanos, when they bring the various korbanos of Yom Kippur, and one of them is the sur, and when one of them is not really a korban, the sur la'azazel, and then you have the sur la'azazel, and you have the sur that this is the sur hanasim b'fnim, the sur la'ashem, and the sur of the musafim, and as we learned in Masechta Shavuos, the sur hanasim b'fnim and the sur musafim deal with various aspects of tumas mitzvah for kodshav, and the sur la'azazel covers everything else. So and the king is included in that. The king doesn't need a separate korban of his own on Yom Kippur. Toim of Mashiach shein meskapel ematzibur b'yom kippurim. How do you compare then to the Kohen Mashiach who does not join in the kapara with everybody else on Yom Kippur? He has his own power. He has his own power for a chatos that's brought on Yom Kippur that covers him and the other Kohenim. So therefore there's a big difference then between the king and the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, maybe you shouldn't compare him to the king then. So therefore you have a very good reason to say that he's not like the king, and therefore maybe they shouldn't be covered by the korban of the tzibur when it comes to the Hodor of Beis Din. Rashi and Tosfos both point out, also the Gemara could point it out, like we said before, the Nasi doesn't require that there was a Hurrah of his own at all, whereas the Kohen Mashiach is. In any case, the point is, the Kohen Mashiach is very different than the Nasi. So, uh, So hoyovein meskapale imatzibur b'yom kippurim. So now that you're saying that the kohen mashiach is not covered by the korban, by the korbanos of yom kippur, that's why he has to bring his own par. Yochol yovi par la'atzma. So you would think that maybe now if he ended up doing the same isur as the tzibur based on his own hora, maybe he still needs his own korban. No, tamad loyma achatos asher chata. Therefore, the pasuk says because of his sin that he sinned, implying that he brings a korban of his own only when he only when it was his own personal. Only was when it was his own personal sin, not when it was together, not when it was together with the tzibur. So one point is some of the Meforshim explain some of the Meforshim explain, including the Orach Chaim and the Malbim, that we're learning from the extra words Asher Chata, or the other way of understanding is that we're learning from the words from Al Chatosli. Whatever the case, the point is we have the double expression. The pasuk teaches us that only when he paskin for himself is he bringing a korban for himself. Okay, so what does that lead us to? As we said, Chata b'fe'atzmai, maybe b'fe'atzmai, if his sin was an individual one, he mistakenly passed in for himself and he followed it, then he brings his own korban. But if he sinned at the same time as the tzibur with the same aveira that based in and passed in for them, miskapaloi matzibur, then he's covered by the korban that for the tzibur, the par helam davashal tzibur. Well, the Gemara says, wait a minute, heki dummy. But what's this? You're telling me though that what do you mean? The Kohen Mashiach paskin for himself. So fine. So the Braisa clarifies how we know the din that we said in the Mishnah that there can be a case where the Kohen Gadol is covered by the korban of the tzibur. In that sense, he's like the king who's covered by the korban of the tzibur. I on Yom Kippur, he has a korban of his own, but when it comes to the power help and davashal tzibur, that doesn't apply, and he can be included in with the tzibur as long as it was the same aveira. Okay, so now the Mishnah had described the case where he gave a psak for himself, and then we said that then and followed it, and then meanwhile Beis Din had given a psak, and then people followed them. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's the scenario? And then we said it's two different areas of halacha. So then each one is going to bring their own korban because they're two different areas. So Hechi Dami, what's the scenario? Ilema dehum muflo v'heim enim muflayim. If he is very distinguished, if he's the greatest Talmud Chacham of his generation, and they're not of such high caliber. Pshita the miskapel loy b'fnatzmi. Then of course he needs his own individual kapara. Hayra de lahoin v'loy klum, because their hayra is not even considered a hayra. We learned before in the previous parak that if the mufla was not together with the basin when they passed him, then it's not considered a hayra, because as long as the mufla wasn't there, we would say if he had been there, then in the mufla being the most distinguished talmud chacham, usually he would serve as av basin. If he's not there, and they didn't bother checking with him, then we can't consider the hora a valid hora. It's just carelessness. So if he's the mufla, and he wasn't with them, their hora is not a valid hora. So of course he would need his kapara of their own. They wouldn't even be able to bring a parahelam damashal tibur. In fact, in that case, every individual would have to bring their own female sheep or female goat, because there wouldn't be a parahelam damashal tibur in the first place. The id inun mufloin v'hu lav mufla. If it's the other way around, the Beis Din HaGadol are very distinguished in chachma, and he's not so much. He's not of that high caliber of talmud chacham. Am I meskapel loy b'fnatzmai? Why does he need his own kapara? Ha hayra dilei v'loy klumhi. His hayra can't be considered anything, because again, he should have checked with Beis Din. You can't consider his hayra to be a valid hayra. The same thing that would apply to them, that they need the mufla with them, the same thing would apply to him, that he needs the mufla with him. So the answer is, So what is the case where you could have where they and he are paskening separately and each one psak is valid? So let's say they're both on an equal level. He's he's a great Talmud Chacham, and the Sanhedrin is also on the same level exactly. So neither one, in other words, neither one has to check with the other one, because they're both independently able to derive halacha on their own. So therefore, so we're saying that he and Baskin at around the same time had Paskin on things, but since they were on different areas of halacha, nevertheless, though each one is considered a valid psak, because each one has enough capability, to be able to Paskin for himself. Nevertheless, we don't combine them together, and we say one was in chaylev and one was in dam, and therefore they're bringing separate karbanos. So the Gemara continues. Sovra Abaya Lamema. Now Abaya thought to say that what are we talking about? Where the Kohen Gadol brings a separate korban than the tzibur would be chotah b'fnei atzma, v'asa b'fnei atzma. Hey chidomi, what would be the scenario where he sinned by himself, or not really, the word is actually heard of b'fnei atzma, he paskin by himself, and they paskin by themselves. Why would there be that? Why wouldn't they check with one another? So let's say, yasu b'shnei mekomos, so let's say they're living in two different places, v'kamoru b'tzrei isuri, and what they're paskining on is two separate isurim. One chelev and one avodah zarah, let's say. So then that would be when there are separate korbanos for each one of them. In other words, as opposed to Abaya saying, if they were all in the same place, for example, and they heard that he had paskin on a certain area and they didn't do anything about it, then it means implicitly they agree with him, and then therefore that would be considered that they paskin on it, and therefore you would have a parahelam davashal tzibur. But Rava says, Otu Shnei Mekomos Gomin. Why? Why should two places make a difference as far as the korbanos? El afilu yasu b'chad mokem. No, even if they're all living in the same place, the kivin de komodo b'tre yisuri. But as long as they're paskening on two different yisurim, chet b'fnei atzmehu, then it's considered a chet of their own. So it doesn't matter whether they're all living in Yerushalayim, let's say, as long as his psach was on one area of halacha and theirs was a different one, then there are going to be separate korbanos, and he's not going to be covered by theirs. Tosfos actually has a girsa the other way around, that they can be living in two places, but the hora was on one iser. So Tosfos brings that girsa, but says that actually it's the girsa as we have it in the Gemara is more preferable, that we're talking about that it's two different isurim. So the Gemara continues. Shita. Now it's obvious that who b'chela v'hein ba'avodas kachavim. Suppose that his psak was. I think I skipped a line over here. If they're all living in one place, since they're paskening on two different isurim, chet b'fnei atzmehu, then it's considered an independent chet, and then in that case, then there are going to in fact be two separate korbanos. The Rambam, actually, when he brings the halachas, it was just yesterday in Tzvi Prokem of Rambam, the Rambam brings that when he passed him at the same time as the Tzibur, then again, when he did B'shas Maisa, when he actually did the Isser, he wasn't relying exclusively on his Hodah, he was relying also on the Hodah of Beis Din, so therefore that also, so it comes out then, Keren Oda actually explains the Rambam holds like Tosfos's Girsa, whether it does make a difference, whether they're in one or two places, and he's passing like Abaya, and not like Rovo, who's objecting that why should the places make a difference. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Now, it's obvious that if he paskin that a certain kind of chelev is mutter, and they, the Sanhedrin, paskin that a certain kind of avodah zarah is mutter. Chet b'fnei atzmahu, there's no question these are considered a separate isurim. Do chalukim b'tam mayu v'chalukim b'korbanos. Not only is does it different reasonings because we learn from different psukim, but also chelav and avodah zarah are the isur of them is derived from completely different psukim, and they're different in the korban as well. V'chalukim b'korbanos duhu b'par v'hein b'par v'sar. He's going to be bringing only a par for that. They are going to be bringing a par as described in Parshas Vayikra and a sur as described in Shlach. So therefore, there's no question that there would be separate korbanos in that case. The Hakamaisi Yohani, sir, Vahulai Maisi, they're bringing a sir for the Tzibur, and he's not. So then in that case, then there's no question that there would be separate Korbanos. The Choshken, Hubabit is Kachavim, Mehen Mechelev. All the more so the other way around, if he said that kind of that type of Avodah Zarah is Mutter, and they said a type of Chelev is Mutter, the Chalukin, the Korbanos, and the Gamri, then they're completely disjoint in their Korbanos, to who Seira, because the Kohen Mashiach, as we said on Amud Aleph, to that extent he's treated like a Yochid, and he brings a female goat, like any Yochid. Word, the Inu par, and they're bringing a par. So therefore, so in that case, then obviously it would be different. Ella, the question would be, what about if both of them were passing about types of chelev, but one of them, let's say, you have different types of, you have different areas in the body where there's chelev, which is osur. You have, among others, that we'll learn about it eventually in Masechta Chulin, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll learn in more detail in a year or so from now. You have, there's the chelev that covers one, that covers some of the stomachs, and then you also have the chelev that covers some of the intestines. So, who b'chelev amachas as a kerev, the hein b'chelev shaladakin. Suppose that he was matir, the chelev that covers the stomachs, and they were matir, the chelev that's on the intestines. So mahu, what would be the din? Is that considered two separate piskei dinim, or is it one? Rashi, by the way, points out the pasuk says that chelev is osur, but you actually have a machloikus in chulin, which areas of the body are the ones where the chelev that's osur is. So you can't call it. We learned in the first parak that the psak has to be on Dover Shein at Tzedukim, Moedim Boy. It can't be something that Tzedukim agree is Osir, because then that's not considered a psak din. That's just considered an elementary mistake. But here, here Rashi explains that you actually have, again, it depends on how the Chachamim learn the Psukim. And in fact, there was a machlokas about it, so it's not Dover Shein at Tzedukim, Moedim Boy. Also, Rashi gives another explanation. It could be not that we're talking about that they were matter different types of chelev, but let's say, for example, they said, and the pasuk never says how much chelev a person needs to eat in order to be chayev. So therefore, you could say that until now the accepted halacha was that if a person eats a kazayas, he's chayev. And now, for example, they analyzed the psukim and came up mistakenly with the idea that a person needs to eat a kabeza, let's say, to be chayev. So that's, and again, it's not dovashat zukim moedim boy, because it never says kazayas in the pasuk, but nevertheless, it would be a mistake in chelev. Anyway, the point is. So mahu, what would be the din? Miyam minan afagab de korban and shava. The korban is the same thing. It's par either way. Kivin de matre kroy kaosu. But the issue of these two types of chelev is learned from different phrases in the pasuk. Ha pligin the tamai, and that would be considered to that extent like two different isurin. Or duma shem chelev echad hu. Or maybe not. Chelev is chelev, and therefore it's all considered the same thing. Im Timsa Loimar, and if you're going to say that Shem Chelev Echadu, then in that case it is considered all one type, it is considered Chelev is Chelev, and therefore it doesn't make a difference, and therefore in the case of our Mishnah, where they Paskin and the Kohen Mashiach Paskin, and they all, and the Tzibur and the Kohen Mashiach all did wrongly, then he's covered by the Korban, if you're going to say that, then what about Hu B'Chelev V'Hem B'Dam Mahu? What about if his Psak was as far as Chelev, and theirs was about blood? How do you have a case of a psak on blood where it's not dovashat stukim moedim boy? So here also Rashi explains you could have this blood that's in the various other parts of the body, not the blood that comes out from shchita or that's in the heart. You could have, again, a kazayas versus more or less than a kazayas, etc. Anyway, so suppose one psak was about chelev and the other one was about blood. Mahu, what would be the din? Miyam minim time mayo hapligin. After all, they're arguing on different psukim because chelev and dam are learned from different psukim. Therefore, it would be considered separate things and each one brings their own korban. Ojoma, boss a korban, ojoma, given to shoven the korban. Or maybe the fact is it's the same carbon. Either way, it's a par. Both the carbon has been, and maybe we follow the carbon, and therefore, and Rabbeinu Chananel also adds they're both things that involve eating. So therefore, maybe it's all covered by the same thing. So therefore, maybe he's covered by the same carbon as the Tzibur, and he doesn't have to bring his own. So the Gemara says, Teiku, we can't answer that. So the Gemara has said actually that if one of them was chaylev and one of them was dam, then we're leaving it as a suffix. And the Gemara had said if both of them were chaylev, then in fact he would be covered by the korban. So the Noisa Kalim discussed that actually the Kesef Mishnah actually brings that the Ranman says that the Kohen Gadol should bring the korban with a tnai and say that if I'm high of the korban, then if I'm supposed to bring the power Kohen Gadol, then fine, and if not, then it's a nedava. And a bunch of the other Nosa Kalim, Mishnah Lamelach and Be'er Sheva and Ogemara are saying argue on that and say you can't bring a chatos based on a suffix. So they discuss other ways that the Rambam can get his din. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, she'ein based in chayav and abshiyur levatom mitzas or lekayim mitzas v'chola. We said that based in order to be chayav, it has to be that they were mevatel only part of the mitzvah, but they're still keeping some of it. So we said the Kohen Mashiach is the same thing. So menolam abshiyur levatom mitzas lekayim mitzas. How do we know that that's the case? And the answer is kedamin be'idach pirkin. As we said in the previous perek, we learned because it says v'nelam dover. It says that the matter was hidden from them, implying dover, a matter, a detail of the iser, v'lo kol haguf, not the entire guf. So now we're saying the same thing applies to the Kohen Mashiach. V'chein Mashiach, the same thing applies to the Kohen Mashiach. Menolan, how do we know? Dichtiv la'ash masa'om. Because again, we have the pasuk la'ash masa'om that we've been bringing throughout the sugya. That it means harei Mashiach k'tzibur. In that sense, the Kohen Mashiach is like the tzibur. Then we said in the mission of Eloi Ba'avodas Kechavim, Chula, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Beis Din is also Chayev only if they're Mevato Mitzvah or Lekayim Mitzvah, and the same with the Kohen Mashiach. So Menolon, where do we know that from? So as Moshe Tzitonon Abonon, we learn in a Braisa. L'fishi Yotza Avodas Kechavim Lidin Ba'atzma. Now Avodah Zarah is exempted, is excluded from the case of all the regular mitzvahs, and it has dinim of its own. The Torah has a separate section for it. In Parshas Shlach, and says that unlike other Averas, that are high of Koris Mamezin, where there would be only a par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, here there's a par and a Sawyer. Yochu Yehu Chayovin Ala Kiras Mitzvah Kola. Maybe they would be Chayev then, maybe it's different in other ways as well. Maybe they're Chayev even if they uprooted the Mitzvah completely and said that Avodah Zarah is completely Mutter. So the answer is no. Nemo kan me'ene v'nemo lahalan me'ene. We have a gzera shava on the word me'ene from the two places. Ma lahalan be'basin, af kan nami be'basin. The gzera shava goes both ways. First of all, when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur, the Torah, we know from the psukim that it's talking about that the ene her eda, that the Beistin, who are the eyes of the people, they're the ones who are supposed to show the people the right way to go, they're the ones who made a mistake. Afkan nami Beistin, the same way in the case of Avodah Zarah, even though the pasuk doesn't spell out, it also says over there, me'ene ha'eda, so it means also that the Beistin paskin wrongly and then the tzibur followed them. Or malahalam dover v'loi kol haguf, and just like by the parahalam dover shal tzibur, it's only when it was a detail in it and not the whole guf. Afkan nami dover v'loi kol haguf, the same way when it comes to Avodah Zarah, only if they were part of it, not if they're involved the whole issue of Avodah Zarah. Then it wouldn't be considered a hayra, and then there's no power halam davar shel tzibur, and instead each individual is bringing his own carbon. So the Mishnah continues. Here's more similarities between the criteria for the power helam davar shel tzibur and for the power kohen mashiach. Ein chayoven el al helam davar im shigas ha'maisa. The Beis Din, the tzibur, is chayev only when there was a mistake in halacha and there was an inadvertence in the doing. So again, we're Beis Din wrongly paskin that this thing is mutter, and then the tzibur followed them. V'chein ha'mashiach, and the same thing for the Kohen Mashiach, again, only if there was a psak, and then he followed his own mistaken psak. The only difference is, as we learned on Amud Aleph, that with the Beis Din, it has to be that the Beis Din paskin, the people followed, here it's the Kohen Gadol paskins, and the Kohen Gadol himself follows. Continues the mission of v'loy ba'avodas kechavim in the same way ba'avodas zara ein chayav and elal halam dover im shigas ha'maisa, the same way they're chayav only if there was a mistake in halacha and an inadvertent practice that again based in paskin wrongly and the people followed them. So again, the Gemara says minolon, where do we know these similarities? The Tana Rabban, we learn in a brisa yishgu, the pasuk says that they act the shoygig. This is talking about where they said they do the Avera b'shogeg. Yochol chayav v'nashigas ma'isa. You would think that if most of the Jewish people did a certain Avera b'shogeg without there being a psak basin, yehu chayav v'nashigas ma'isa. You would think that they're chayav only for shigas ma'isa and there doesn't have to be a hayrah at all. Tamalami yishku v'ne'alam davar. No, because the pasuk says they did b'shogeg and a matter was hidden. Ein chayav and el al helam davim shigas ma'isa, from which we learn that they're chayav only if there was a mistake, only if they forgot, only if the beis din were overlooked something in halacha and passed in wrongly, and then the people followed them as we've been talking about throughout the masechta so far. V'chein Mashiach, and we know the same thing applies to the Mashiach, Menolon, where do we know that from? Again, Dichtiv La'ash Masa'om, because the pasuk says the word La'ash Masa'om, which compares the Kohen Gadol to the people, Mahare Mashiach Katzibur, and again we learn that the Kohen Mashiach is just like the Tzibur in that regard. Okay, we said v'loy b'avodas chovim el al helam davar shigas ma'isa. We said the same thing by avodah zara. There also has to be helam davar and shigas ma'isa. Menolon. So where do we know that from? The Tanur Rabban. We learn a brisa like we said before. Lefi shidyotza avodas chovim lidin ba'atma. Since avodah zara is singled out from all the other isurim that are chayiv kores b'mezid. And it has its own rules. It's mentioned separately in Parshas Shlach, and it has a par and a sawyer, and not just a par. Yocho yu chayovin al shigas ma'isa. So you would think al shigas ma'isa. So you would think maybe they're chayev only for shigig alone of ma'isa without needing a hurrah. No, like we said before, nemal kan me'ene v'nemal halan me'ene. We have the words me'ene both in Shlach and in the section in Shlach about the sawyer, about the seirim of the tzibur for avodah zara, and about the par helm davar shal tzibur. So in both cases, whether it's avodah zara or whether it's any other issur, there has to be helam davar and there has to be shigas ma'isa. And if there wasn't, then everybody is bringing their own individual carbon. All right, the Gemara points out the ilu. Now there is one thing missing over here. The ilu Moshiach b'avodas chovim loikatani. The Mishnah had not said that. The Mishnah had said that the beis din is chayev only when there's helam davar and shigas ma'isa v'chein Moshiach. Then the Mishnah had said and by avodah zara they're not chayev unless there was helam davar and shigas ma'isa. It does not say v'chein Moshiach, implying that with the Kohen Mashiach, it doesn't matter whether there was Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa. So therefore, Sabah Dazara, the Kohen Mashiach, would be Chayev for only Maisa without Helam Dover. And the Torah Pesach Rosh points out that the phrasing of the Mishnah, when it says v'loy b'avodas chovim el ein chayavon el alahom davim shigas ma'isa, you can't say that refers to the Kohen Mashiach as well, because it should have put the words v'chein Mashiach at the end and it would refer to the whole Mishnah. Here where it puts v'chein Mashiach in the middle and not before the last clause, then it implies that v'chein Mashiach does not apply to the last clause. So masnisim mani Rebbe, who would our Mishnah be like, would have to be specifically according to Rebbe. Rebbe, of course, compiled the Mishnayos as we have them, so you would figure every Mishnah is according to his opinion, but many times not. We know that many Mishnayos existed in their current form before Rebbe, so not necessarily does a Mishnah always have to reflect Rebbe's opinion. But here we're saying that specifically Rebbe against the Chachamim. D'Tanya, as we learn in Abraisa, Mashiach b'avodas chachamim, if the Kohen Mashiach mistakenly worshipped avodah zara, Rebbe omer b'shigas ma'isa, Rebbe says it's enough, he's chayev a korban, even if there was only a mistake in Maisa, and there was no Helam Dover, the Chum said there has to be Helam Dover, just like with any other kind of Avera. The Shovin, they do both agree, the Seira, they do both agree that in that case, where there was a Rezara involved, that the Kohen Mashiach is bringing a female goat. The Shovin also, Rebbe and the Chachamim both agree, she'en nevi oshem tolui, that a Kohen Mashiach never brings an oshem tolui, where again there was a suffix, let's say, whether he ate chaylev or broke Shabbos or whatever, he doesn't bring an oshem tolui. So our Mishnah would be like Rebbe, that when it comes to avodah zarah, it doesn't matter there doesn't need to be helam davar with shigas ma'isa, and therefore the Mishnah had left out the words v'chein Mashiach. So the Gemara says, how do you think from the Mishnah that, how do you think you can say that the Mishnah is not according to Rebbe? How could you think of Bizdoni Korosif Shigose Chatas Mit Katani? After all, the Mishnah had, you're going to have the next Mishnah as well, which we'll learn tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, also doesn't use the words V'chein Mashiach. And it says the next Mishnah is going to say that it's only the whole case where there's a Parahelam Davashal Tzibur is where they paskin on something that involves koris b'mezid and a chatas b'shoigig, and it doesn't say b'chein, and it doesn't say b'chein hamashiach there either. So b'zdonik koris b'shigoset chatas mikatoni, does it say the words b'chein hamashiach over there? No, you're not going to. That doesn't mean that rule doesn't apply. Everybody agrees it applies that. El atoni ha v'huadin l'ha. You have to say that when it said b'chein hamashiach means it goes on that as well. Even though like the Tosfos Rosh had just said that you would expect then that it should have been at the end of the whole list, but never. Nevertheless, it says it on the first one, and we apply it to the last one. Hachanami tanaha v'huadin l'ha. The same way in our Mishnah, it could be referring to one, and it means the other ones as well. So it could very well be that our Mishnah could be according to Rebbe as well. It could be not only according to Rebbe, but according to the Chachamim as well. In fact, the Mishnah is implying that it does apply, that these rules apply to the Kohen Mashiach as well, even though it didn't say so. Okay, the Gemara says, my time is the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't need Helam Dover? The answer is Omakra, because the pasuk says by Avodah Zarah, v'chiper ha-koyen ala nefesh ha-shegeges, the koyen should atone for the soul, for the person who acted b'shoigig, b'cheta b'shloga, in sinning b'shoigig. So therefore, say darshan as follows, ha-nefesh ha-mashiach. The word ha-nefesh refers to the koyen mashiach. Ha-shegeges ha-nasi. The word ha-shegeges that did inadvertently refers to the nasi, because otherwise you don't need these words. Now what about the next phrase when it's sinned in shogeg? That's how. Well, how do we daushin? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds you daushin chetze b'shogeg yehei. This chet of avodah zarah, you're going to be mechay of them when there was only shogeg without a psak din, without a hodah. But Rabbanan Savri, whereas the Chum learn, Misha Chatosi B'Shogeg, it means that only those who when they did the avodah b'shogeg, namely. Anybody other than the Kohen Mashiach, Yotza Mashiach Shein Chatosi B'Shogeg, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, where again, the Shogeg is not enough. Ela B'Helam Dover, there has to be Helam Dover with it, so therefore, Sefaket, they say that B'Cheta B'Shogeg means that it applies only to somebody where a Shogeg is enough to trigger a Korban, as opposed to by the Kohen Mashiach, where you need, you need Helam Dover, you need a mistake in Hogar. And then we'll continue tomorrow, Best Hashem, and we'll continue analyzing details of the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim and details of the things that we said that they agree on.